Well, Coach, always appreciate the time talking Broken Bow track and field. You got a couple of meets under your belt. I know most recently up at the Buffalo Bill invite recently. You feel like you got a couple of meets in. You feel like the kids are doing pretty well so far.
Yeah, I do. You know, we saw some good marks at the Buffalo Bill invite, and we'll keep looking to obviously build on those as the season progresses through the year. So we had pretty nice weather for early track meet, so we'll take it.
You know, just looking at your boys first, I know Max Denson, a senior in the throws. That young man's off to a great start, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Max, you know, he's a big four-sport athlete for us, but when it's track season, he really locks in. And yeah, he's 54 early in the year and 155, you know, early in the year. We'll take it. Especially in that disc, people don't realize Max is left-handed, so he battles the opposite winds that most throwers get the benefit of. So it was good for him to have that 155 early in the year.
And I'm sure he's thinking, and you're thinking, he's got a lot more in the tank. He can go even farther than that, can't he?
Yeah, for sure. I think he's poised for some big meets coming up here, so...
Boy, a tough district. Boy, I'm just looking at that District 5 and all the teams. You've already had a chance to see some of those teams already. And boy, you got your hands full at that when we ever get the districts with some of those teams. You already saw a few of them at that Buffalo Bill invite, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. You know, we saw Hastings there, and they're very, very solid again. And you got Grand Island Northwest in our district. They're always tough. And Aurora and then Central City is another one that we haven't seen them yet. We will here coming up, and they've got a nice little season going for them. So,
got a vaulter, junior vaulter, Coy Warden, who, you know, up there around 13 foot right now, but I'm sure he is looking to go even higher, isn't he?
He is. You know, he went 15 last year at conference at McCook as a sophomore. And Coy got injured this year during football season for us. He played a big role in our football team, and he got hurt, so he didn't get to do any off-season vaulting. He just got cleared, so he's taken 5 jumps all year. So he'll keep working, and we'll get on the mat and get some practice in. And I think, yeah, Coy will be jumping well for us at the end of the year when it counts.
We know the name Eli Coble very, very well from Broken Bow Athletics, and he's a jumper. That's soft, not a bad start for you.
He is. You know, he's a good little jumper, and his high jump, I think, will just get a lot better. I mean, that was the first meet for the year for us. And so, Coble, you know, he comes out. He's kind of a jack-of-all-trades. We're trying to get him marks and times and numerous events and see what he can do and get him set up for, you know, possibly qualifying at that district meet. So.
And then, what, Cruz Sofronic in the sprints is posted some pretty decent times so far.
Yeah, he did. You know, he ran that 11.3 and his 23 time there in the 200. And Cruz worked hard at it all winter, and he was a little disappointed after that meet. It wasn't his best performances, but like I said, it's still early, and keeping everybody healthy right now is the most important part, so we'll keep working on that. And Cruz's times will continue to drop, and we should see, you know, hopefully him qualify down for the state meet here in a few weeks, or probably a month now. I don't even know.
It's going to be about a month away, Coach. Yep, it's going to go fast and furious. And I'm sure there's some other boys that you have maybe not on the charts right now. You got to look at it right now as far as your district. But you're seeing progress, aren't you?
We are. You know, we got a lot of boys that we're seeing progress with. And our throws are real strong. I think Saborn and Chaplin and Cal Wells, and along with Denson, obviously, those boys, we can only throw 3 of them at most meets, and they'll all compete hard in practice to be a top 3, and they should do pretty well in most meets for us throughout the year.
And we talked about the boys' throws. You've got some young ladies in the on the girls' side also putting up some pretty good marks.
Yeah, Taylor Shape, she's returning state qualifier for us, and she had a good start in the disc. Needs to work, you know, she's working on getting some stuff down, and same with on the shot. And then Keelan Shea had a nice throw for us in the girl shot. We're missing Janae Martin. She's our most experienced returning shot putter, but she has a basketball injury, so she'll be out the whole track season, but she's still on the team helping out. She's just not competing.
I know on the girls' side, you got some good middle distance kids, and which leads to a pretty good 4x4 relay so far.
Yeah, you know, our 4x4 girls relays, not bad, and our girls 4x8 relays right up there as well. Pretty strong there in the middle distance. Obviously, we could always improve, but we got Marin Chapin and Hallie Quinn and Ashlyn Chata and Clarissa Dowdy. They're kind of all our middle distance runners, and we throw a few other girls on that 4x8 So, yeah, they had a good start to the season, and we hope to continue to see those times improve.
And like the boys, again, there's some other girls that are coming up, and you're counting on them here in the meets to come.
We are. You know, we got a lot of girls in the field events, especially. We got some girls coming kind of in the high jump, Olivia Neely and Clarissa in the high jump, and in the pole vault, Jaden Gaffney and Charlie Myers. We kind of got them coming. So we're hoping to get them going and get some points scored from them as well.
Well, Coach, this invite, it's your place on Friday. It's going to be a dandy. I mean, some really good teams in the Panhandle, Western Nebraska, Central Nebraska. I mean, this is shaping up to be a good one to watch.
It is. You know, we always look forward to hosting this meet. It's a big meet. A ton of talent across the board. I mean, girls' side, boys' side, every entry you look at, that there's somebody at there, maybe the top in this meet, but they're also close to the top in their respective class, or for sure in their district. So always a good meet. The team races are always very interesting as well. We kind of run into state FFA every year, so not everybody's as loaded up in all the events as normal, but it gives you a pretty good idea of where people are at.
Yeah, if everybody's, yeah, as you said, FFA, state FFA going on, but the Kearney Catholics and, boy, the Gothenburgs and teams like that, we haven't had a chance to see them yet. You got a chance to see Scott's Bluff, I think, last week, because some of those teams have some really, really talented, especially the girls' side first. That girls' bracket with Gothenburg and Kearney Catholic alone should be fun to watch.
Yeah, well, and anytime you get Kearney Catholic girls, Gothenburg girls, McCook girls all competing in the same meet, scoring points, I mean, it'll be a heck of a team race. The Kearney Catholic sprinter, Harbaugh, she's unreal fast, especially this early in the year. We watched her run, and she can cook, but, you know, McCook's got some depth, and so does Gothenburg. They got some depth, and they all score in a lot of events, so it'll be a good team race. It'll be fun to watch.
And same with the boys. I know Aurora's got another jumper this year, and the Gothenburgs, we've had a chance to see Holdridge already. Haven't seen Scott's Bluff at USA. Had a chance to see them last week. I mean, the boys' division should be pretty tight.
It'll be very tight. You know, McCook boys are very good, once again good. And then, yeah, you throw in the Aurora boys. O'Neill's got a couple kids. You also look at, like you said, Holdridge and then Scott's Bluff. Cozad boys can score some points in a lot of events, so... Yeah, it'll be a good meet all around. Just like I said, exciting for the fans. I mean, if you love track, you probably want to be at this meet.
Coach, what times everything start at field events into the running events? What times everything start on Friday?
Field events are going to start at 11 and running events 12:30. So we've kind of bumped up the start time just to get people home a little better time.
All right. I know, yeah, as you said, always look forward to your home track. You got a great facility there. I know you'll have a lot of folks coming over for this one.
We will. You know, we're excited for it. And, yeah, facility looks great, and everything should be ready to roll for Friday.